Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姐妹早上好。
This morning we'd like to turn our attention to Jeremiah chapter 9.
早上我们要一同来看耶利米书第九章。
In Jeremiah chapter 9, that we discover a very specific burden in Jeremiah's heart.
在耶利米书第九章，我们发现在耶利米的心中有这样一个特别的负担。
By the Holy Spirit, we pray that the Lord would deposit that same burden of Jeremiah into our hearts.
借着圣灵，我们愿祷告，神能够把这同样的负担也放在我们心中。
And let's first read a few scriptures out of chapter 9.
那让我们一同先来读第九章当中的一些经节。
Verse 1.
第一节。
Jeremiah chapter 9, verse 1.
耶利米书第九章第一节。
Oh, that my head were waters and my eyes a fountain of tears, that I might weep day and night for the slain of the daughter of my people.
但愿我的头为水，我的眼为泪的泉源，我好为我百姓中被杀的人昼夜哭泣。
I believe that this verses will strike you as a very, very deep burden, Jeremiah's.
我想这个经节应该能够作为耶利米他心中这个负担深深的能够来抓住你。
You know, by the Holy Spirit, may we enter that burden this morning.
愿借着圣灵，我们早上一同进入到这个负担的里面。
Then we read verse 12.
然后下面我们要读十二节。
Who is the wise man that may understand this? And who is he to whom the mouth of the Lord has spoken? That he may declare it. Why is the land ruined, laid waste like a desert, so that no one passes through?
谁是智慧人可以明白这事？耶和华的口向谁说过，使他可以传说？遍地为何灭亡？干焦好像旷野，甚至无人经过呢？
Jeremiah was asking, who is the wise man?
耶利米在这里问谁是那智慧人。
We pray that this morning many of us will become the wise man.
我们祷告早上能够很多人也都成为这智慧人。
Verse 17 through 20 seconds.
17节到22节。
Thus says the Lord of hosts, consider and call for the mourning women, that they may come, and send for the wailing women, that they may come.Let them make haste and take up a wailing for us, that our eyes may shed tears and our eyelids flow with waters. For a voice of wailing is heard from Zion. How are we ruined? We are put to great shame. For we have left the land because they have cast down our dwellings. Now,Hear the word of the Lord, O you women, and let your ear receive the word of his mouth. Teach your daughters wailing, and everyone her neighbor a dirge. For death has come up through our windows. He has entered our palaces to cut off the children from the streets, the young men from the town squares.Speak, thus says the Lord, the corpses of men will fall like dung on the open field, and like the sheaf after the reaper, but no one will gather them.
17到22节，万军之耶和华如此说，你们应当思想，将善唱哀歌的妇女招来，又打发人招善哭的妇女来，叫他们速速为我们举哀，使我们眼泪汪汪，使我们的眼皮涌出水来。因为听见哀声出于西安，说我们怎样败落了，我们大大的惭愧，我们撇下地土，人也拆毁了我们的房屋。妇女们呢，你们当听耶和华的话，领受他口中的言语，又当教导你们的儿女举哀，个人教导邻舍唱哀歌。因为死亡上来进了我们的窗户，入了我们的宫殿，要从外边捡出孩童，从街上捡出少年人。你当说耶和华如此说，人的尸首必倒在田野，像粪土，又像收割的人遗落的一把禾家，无人收取。
23 to 26. Thus says the Lord, let not a wise man boast of his wisdom, and let not the mighty man boast of his might. Let not a rich man boast of his riches, but let him who boasts of this, that he understands and knows me, that I am the Lord, who exercise loving kindness, justice, righteousness on earth. For I delight in these things, declares the Lord. Behold, the days are coming, declares the Lord, that I will punish all who are circumcised and yet uncircumcised. Egypt and Judah and Edom and the sons of Ammon, the Moab and all those inhabiting the desert who clip the hair on their temples. For all the nations are uncircumcised, and all the house of Israel are uncircumcised of heart.
耶和华如此说，智慧人不要因他的智慧夸口，勇士不要因他的勇力夸口，财主不要因他的财物夸口，夸口的却因他有聪明，认识我是耶和华，又知道我喜悦在世上施行慈爱、公平和公义，以此夸口，这是耶和华说的。耶和华说，看哪，日子将到，我要刑罚一切受过割礼心却未受割礼的，就是由埃及、犹大、以东、亚门人、摩押人和一切住在旷野剃周围头发的，因为列国人都没有受割礼，以色列人心中也没有受割礼。
Let's pray.
让我们一同祷告。
Father, we thank you this morning that all of us can come before you.
父，我们感谢你，早上我们可以一同的来到您的面前。
We realize how high a cost that you have paid for us to come together this way.
我们意识到您付了何等重的代价才让我们如此能够来。
As long as we have breath, we should say thank you.
只要我们还有气息，我们就当说感谢你。
If we have 1,000 tongues, every tongue shall praise you.
若我们有一千个舌头，每一个舌头都要来赞美你。
This morning, we want to come into this words of your prophet.
早上我们愿意来到您借着先知所说的话语当中。
May this words will be given and that interpretation from the Holy Spirit.
愿圣灵能够来解释这些话。
So that we can enter the burden that was in the heart of Jeremiah.
好叫我们能够进入到在耶利米心中的负担里。
We pray that on this matter, we can stand on the Lord's side.
让我们能够在这件事情上站在主的这一边。
We know how weak your vessels are.
我们知道您的器皿是何等的软弱。
Therefore, we want to pray for the help of Holy Spirit.
所以我们实在是祷告，求圣灵来帮助我们。
We want to give this time into your hands.
我们要把这些时间都交在您的手中。
In Jesus' name we pray.
奉主耶稣的名祷告。
And brother and sister, there is a specific burden in the heart of Jeremiah.
弟兄姐妹，在耶利米的心中有一个特别的负担。
It's not a general burden, it's a very specific burden.
不是一个非常广泛的负担，但是是一个非常特别的负担。
Therefore, we pray the Lord would use the Holy Spirit to interpret this burden before us.
所以早上我们祷告的就是愿圣灵能够把这个负担解释在我们心中。
And Jeremiah was called a weeping prophet.
耶利米被称为那哭泣的先知。
God raised Jeremiah to be the very conscience of the kingdom of Judah.
神兴起了耶利米，让他能够成为犹大国的提醒。
To understand the burden of Jeremiah is important to understand Jeremiah the person.
那我们要知道耶利米的负担的一点，就是能够来认识耶利米这一位人。
Jeremiah was the man who was on the Lord's side when no one else was on the Lord's side.
当犹大国没有一个人站在主的这一边的时候，耶利米是站在主的这一边的。
Therefore, we can understand his heart better when we understand that he was alone on the Lord's side.
所以当我们看到他是独自一人站在主这一边的时候，可能我们就能够更好的来明白他的心。
He was called to serve during the most dangerous time of their history.
他被呼召来侍奉主的时候，是他们的历史上最危险的一段时间。
He served during the last 40 years of the kingdom of Judah.
他在犹大国王国前的40年来侍奉神。
And during this time, he was called to be a prophet.
在这段时间，他被呼召要做先知。
But we know that Jeremiah came from a priestly home.
但我们知道耶利米是从一个祭司的家里长出来的。
He was trained from the youth to be a priest.
他从少年时就被训练来做一个祭司。
But God called Jeremiah to be a prophet.
但神呼召他却让他做先知。
There's a difference between a priest and a prophet.
那做先知跟做祭司是有不同的。
A priest is represent the people before God.
一个祭司是在神的面前能够来代表人。
A prophet is to represent God before the people.
而先知是在人的面前来代表神。
As a prophet, Jeremiah fully sympathized with God and he pleaded lovingly with God's people to return to God.
那作为先知的话，耶利米是完全与神所联合，所以他在爱中为着以色列民能够来祷告，让他们回转归向神。
But warn them, if they did not, they will be punished.
他同时也警告他们，如果他们不这样做的话，那他们就要受惩罚。
As a priest, he was in full sympathy with the people of God.
那作为祭司的话，他同时也与神的子民完全的联合。
When he saw irreversible destruction, his heart was broken.
当他看到那不可逆转的毁坏的时候，他的心为此而实在忧伤。
So when God and his people were on a collision course, so Jeremiah was caught in the middle.
所以当神和他的子民彼此相对的时候，耶利米是站在中间的。
Jeremiah has had a priest's heart and prophet's voice.
那耶利米他就有祭司的心肠和先知的声音。
God chose Jeremiah specifically to represent him during that time.
神就拣选耶利米在这个特殊的时间能够来代表他。
Even though God was pronouncing his judgment, God's heart was broken like Jeremiah.
当神来向着以色列的民来宣告的时候，他的心如耶利米一样是非常的忧伤的。
Of all the prophets, there was probably no one who suffered as much as Jeremiah.
在所有的先知当中，几乎没有一个人如耶利米这般受了如此多的苦。
He was persecuted by kings, princes, and the people.
他被君王、首领和犹大国的民都在这里迫害。
He was considered a traitor by his own people.
他被自己的人认为是一个叛国的。
Therefore, Jeremiah expressed his brokenness in the verse 1 of chapter 9.
所以在第九章第一节，耶利米就在这里表达自己的心的那个忧伤。
Oh, that my head were waters, and my eyes a fountain of tears, that I may weep day and night for the slain of the daughter of my people.
但愿我的头为水，我的眼为泪的泉源，我好为我百姓中被杀的人昼夜哭泣。
Jeremiah wished that his entire head was filled with waters.
耶利米希望他自己的头全都被水能够充满。
And his eye can be a fountain of tears.
他的眼成为泪的源泉。
Jeremiah was saying that he did not have enough tears to express his brokenness.
耶利米就是在说他甚至没有足够的眼泪能够来表达自己的忧伤。
The sadness of his heart was much deeper than the amount of tears he had available.
他心中所有的忧伤深过他所有的眼泪。
Brother and sister, God chose Jeremiah to express his own brokenness.
弟兄姐妹，神是拣选了耶利米能够表达他自己心中的忧伤。
So what brought such a brokenness?To Jeremiah.
这是什么是让耶利米如此忧伤呢
?On the surface, it was idol worship.
在表面看来好像是敬拜偶像。
On the surface, it's rebellion of the people.
在表面看来是这些人民的悖逆。
These were mentioned over and over again in the prophets.
这些事情在整本的先知书当中一次又一次的被提起。
So this morning, I'd like to point out,A deeper burden in his heart.
早上我愿意来向大家指出他心中更深的一个负担。
You know, in the end of this verse, verse 1,
在第一节的最后
we saw this phrase, for the slain of the daughter of my people.
我们看到这样一个经节就是为百姓中被杀的人。
Have you ever pay attention to this phrase, the daughter of my people?
你有特别注意到这一就是说为我百姓中被杀的。
In my translation, this verse appears 13 times in Old Testament.
那在我的这个版本翻译的里面，在整个旧约这本这句话被提到13次。
And in Chinese translation, they ignore the daughters.
那我们中文本看不出来这个原文是讲到的民女或者是女儿。
Then put that the original translation in the bracket.
那我们看到这个民女是在这个小括号里面的。
Therefore, the original text is the daughter of my people.
所以原文是讲到的民女。
So, Jeremiah used the daughter of my people to express his deepest sorrow.
所以耶利米就用民女来表达他心中最深的那个忧伤。
Those 13 times,that this phrase was used, most often it was used in lamentation.
那在旧约当中这十三次提起大部分都是在耶利米哀歌当中提到的。
And it's from the lamentation we saw this connection between his burden and this phrase, the daughter of my people.
也正是在耶利米哀歌当中我们看到他心中的负担与这句话之间的联系。
Lamentation chapter 3 verse 48.
在耶利米哀歌三章四十八节。
My eyes run down with streams of water because of the destruction of the daughter of my people.
因我众民遭的毁灭我就眼泪下流如河。
There are plenty of sadness,expressed throughout the prophets.
这个先知他所表达了很多的哀伤。
But here we find a extreme brokenness that are related to the daughter of my people.
但我们在这里看到那个先知他心中特别为着这些百姓所有的那个哀伤。
Who are the daughter of my people?
谁是这些众民呢?
Why did the destruction of them broke the heart of Jeremiah?
为什么他们所遭的毁灭让耶利米的心如此哀伤呢?
Jeremiah told us in chapter 2 of 11 of Lamentations.
那耶利米也同样在耶利米哀歌二章十一节这样说的。
He told us why.
他告诉我们是为什么。
Lamentation chapter 2:11.
耶利米哀歌二章十一节。
My eyes fail because of tears. My spirit is greatly troubled. My heart is poured out on the earth because of the destruction of the daughter of my people. When little ones and infants faint in the streets of the city.
我眼中流泪以致失明，我的心肠扰乱，肝胆涂地，都因我众民遭毁灭，又因孩童和吃奶的在城内街上发昏。
His heart was greatly troubled.
他的心肠扰乱。
His heart was poured out on the earth.
以致肝胆涂地。
His heart was broken.
他的心实在是忧伤。
When he saw little ones and infants faint.In the street of the cities.
当他看到孩童和吃奶的在城内街上发昏的时候。
Brothers and sisters, the daughter of my people represent the little ones and infants.
弟兄姐妹，众民在这里所代表的就是这些孩童和吃奶的。
众民的女儿。
众民的女儿在这里所指的就是这些孩童和吃奶的。
The daughter of my people represent the younger generation of God's people.
众民的女儿所在这里指代的就是神的子民当中那年轻的一代。
The heart of Jeremiah was broken because of the destruction of younger generation of the people.
耶利米的心之所以如此的忧伤，就是因为在神的子民当中那年轻的一代被毁坏了。
That caused the deepest sorrow in his heart.
这让他心中有那最深的忧伤。
In Jeremiah 9:21,
在耶利米九章二十一节
，He described that destruction clearly.
这非常清楚地描写了这个毁坏。
He said, "For death has come out through our windows."
因为死亡上来。
He has entered our palaces to cut off the children from the streets.
进了我们的窗户，入了我们的宫殿，要从外边捡出孩童。
The young men from the town squares.
从街上捡出少年人。
So when Jeremiah saw the children and the young men were cut off from the streets and from the town squares, his heart was broken.
所以当耶利米看到这些孩童被从街上解除，少年人也被从街上解除的时候，他的心就在这里忧伤。
Why was it so concerned about the destruction of young people?
为什么他为着这些年轻人被解除而如此忧伤呢？
Brothers and sisters, children and the young people are the hope of God's people.
弟兄姐妹，孩童和年轻人是神的子民当中他们的盼望。
No matter how great a challenge we face today,
无论今天我们所面临的挑战有多么的大，
as long as children and young people are preserved, God's testimony will be upheld.
只要神的子民当中这些年轻人和孩童能够被保存的话，那神的见证就能够再被扶起来。
During the 40 years of Israel's journey through the wilderness,
在以色列人在旷野所行走的这40年当中，
There are many, many people did not survive that journey.
有很多的人都没能够活过这四十年。
Many has passed away during the journey.
在这个旷野的行走当中，很多人已经死去了。
But the younger generation was preserved.
但年轻的一代得到保存。
Therefore, the testimony could be upheld.
因此，见证得以存留。
When the children and young men were cut off, there will be no one there.To carry the torch of testimony.
当年轻的和孩童被解除的时候，就再没有人能够来持守这见证的火炬。
Therefore, the loss of younger generation is equivalent of the loss of testimony in the futures.
所以失去了这些年轻人和孩童，就等于说失去了将来主的见证。
And the possible loss of testimony in the future.Broke the heart of Jeremiah.
所以可能失去神的见证这件事情就深深的来让耶利米的心感到忧伤。
Brothers and sisters, are we concerned about the loss of younger generations amongst us?
弟兄姐妹，我们是否为我们中间这些年轻人的流失而感到忧伤呢？
Over the years, God gave us many children and they grew up in the house of the Lord.
很多年之间，神给了我们很多的孩子，他们就在主的家里面能够成长。
They are now young men and young women.
他们现在已经成为了年轻人和年轻女人。
Are they still with the Lord today?
他们今天是否还与主在一边呢？
No, we thank the Lord. Many are still on the Lord's side.
我们感谢神，他们很多人还依然是站在主这一边的。
We thank the Lord every day for them.
我们为他们每一天都要来感谢神。
But unfortunately, we also find many of them who are not on Lord's side today.
但很不幸的，我们也看到他们当中很多人今天不再站在主在这一边了。
Are our spirit troubled by that?
我们的灵是否为此而感到担忧呢？
Are our hearts poured out before the Lord on that?
我们是否为此在主的面前肝胆涂地呢？
Are our hearts broken as the heart of Jeremiah for that?
我们的心是否如耶利米一样为此而感到忧伤呢？
Brothers and sisters, this is the burden for this morning.
弟兄姐妹，这是今天早上的负担。
We're not here to learn the story about Jeremiah.
我们不是要在这里学耶利米大的历史。
We're not here to learn various ways they conduct their idol worship.
我们也不是来看这些犹大人怎么样在各种样的方式来敬拜偶像。
We're not here to learn the burden of prophet for his time.
我们现在是要来学习耶利米当时他的负担。
We are here to ask the Lord to place that burden into our heart.
我们是在这里请求神把同样的负担放在我们心里。
If we do, our spirit shall be troubled.
如果我们如此行的话，我们的心，我们的灵实在叫担忧。
Our hearts should be poured out on the earth.
我们也要肝胆涂地。
What troubled Jeremiah was that no one seems to be able to do anything about it.
所让耶利米感到如此忧伤的就是似乎没有人能够为此做一些什么。
So in verse 22, Jeremiah spoke.
所以在22节耶利米如此说。
The corpse of man will fall like dung on the open field.And like the sheaf after the reaper, but no one will gather them.
人的尸首必倒在田野，像粪土，又像收割的人遗落的一把禾稼，无人收取。
The corpse of a man will lie on the streets, in the field, no one will gather them.
人的尸首必在田野，在旷野，没有人来收取。
Brothers and sisters, many of us realize these challenges.
弟兄姐妹，我们是否意识到这样的一个挑战？
The young men and young women grew up in assembly today are not on the Lord's side.
今天在我们聚会当中成长起来的这些年轻人，竟有一些是不在主这一边的。
But no one seems to know what to do about this.
但没有人知道该如何的处理这件事情。
We all knew about the issue and challenges.
我们都知道这个问题和现在所有的挑战。
But we don't know what to do about them.
但我们却不知道如何的来处理。
And that's the burden of this morning.
这就是早上的负担。
Because Jeremiah in chapter 9 share with us the burden.
因为早上在耶利米在第九章为我们同分享的这个负担。
Jeremiah also asked the same question.
耶利米也问了同样的问题。
Who is the wise man that may understand this?
谁是智慧人可以明白这事呢？
And who is he to whom the mouth of the Lord has spoken that he may declare it?
耶和华的口向谁说过使他可以传说呢？
Why is the land ruined?
遍地为何灭亡？
Lay waste like a desert.
干焦好像旷野。
So that no one passes through.
甚至无人经过呢。
Who is the wise man who may understand this?
谁是智慧人可以明白这事？
Wise man is the man who the mouth of the Lord has spoken to him.
智慧人就是耶和华的口曾向他说过话的人。
Wise man is a person who can explain why is the land ruined, lay waste, and no one passes through.
智慧人就是那个可以解释为什么遍地要这样灭亡，干焦好像旷野，甚至无人经过的人。
Brother and sister, who is the wise man?
弟兄姐妹，谁是这个智慧人？
Who can hear the word of the Lord concerning the destruction of younger generation?
谁能够听到神说的关乎这些年轻人被毁灭的话呢？
Therefore, that's the burden in the heart of Jeremiah.
因此，这就是耶利米心中他的负担。
May the Lord burden us to become a wise man.
愿神能够来让我们有这样的负担，成为了智
慧人。Who can hear the Lord concerning the next generations?
能够听到神关于下一代的所说的话。
Jeremiah spoke in chapter 9.
在第九章，耶利米如此说。
On what should be done?
就讲到他们该怎么做。
How can we be a wise man?
我们如何成为智慧人？
He mentioned about three things.
他讲到了三件事情。
There are three things.That you and I must do.
有三件事是你我所要做的。
If we want to turn this thing around,
如果我们要把这个时间这个事情扭转过来。
If we do not want to see the destruction of our next generation, there are three things that we have to do.
如果我们不愿看我们下面一代受到毁坏的话，我们要做三件事情。
The first thing,
第一件
，the weeping of the prophet must become the weeping.Of Zion.
就是这先知的哀哭要成为锡安的哀哭。
The result will not change if the prophet is the only one who weeps.
如果只有先知一个人在这里哭泣的话，那这个结果是不会改变的。
The situation will begin to change when the weeping of the prophet becomes the weeping of Zion.
但若这哀哭从一个人成为整个西安的哀哭的话，那这环境就要改变。
But how can the weeping of the prophet becomes the weeping of Zion?
但先知的哀哭如何能够成为西安的哀哭呢？
Jeremiah says,
耶利米如此说，
Consider and call for the mourning woman, and they may come, and send for the wailing woman, that they may come.
你们应当思想将擅唱哀歌的妇女招来，又打发人招擅哭的妇女来。
Who are these mourning and wailing women?
谁是这些擅唱哀歌和擅哭的妇女呢？
The wailing women in the original text were skillful women.
这些擅哭的妇女在原文就是讲到这些灵巧的妇人。
There were the wise women who have heard the word of the Lord.
他们是这些聪明人听到了主的话。
Their hearts were broken as Jeremiah.
他们的心如同耶利米一样在这里忧伤。
When this woman take up a wailing for God's people, their eyes might shed tears and their eyelids flow with waters.
当他们为着神的负担向着以色列人在这里说的时候，他们一定眼泪汪汪，眼皮也涌出水来。
This woman come to share this burden.
这些人他们来这里能够来宣扬这样的负担。
And the people of Zion began to weep.
那锡安的人就开始要哀哭。
Brother and sister, today we take up a wailing for God's people by coming together to pray for our next generations.
弟兄姐妹，今天我们要为着神来哀哭，为着神的下一代来哀哭的话，就是让我们一同能够来加入到团体的祷告当中。
This is urgent right now.
这是非常严苛的。
It is not the responsibility for a few.
这不是仅仅几位他们的负担。
We thank the Lord. There are some precious people that serving the young people.
我们感谢神，有一些人他们是在服侍这些年轻人。
We cannot put all the burden on their shoulders.
我们不能够把所有的责任都放在他们的肩上。
Because this is the responsibility of Zion.
因为这是锡安的责任。
We need to take up a wailing for God's people.
我们要为着神的子民在这里哀哭。
And we need to gather together to pray for our next generations.
我们要一同来聚集，为着我们的年轻的一代能够一同祷告。
Have we heard the call for wailing and mourning women?
我们是否听到这些呼召善唱哀歌和善哭的妇女的？
This is what needs to be done.
这是今天所要做的。
Verse 19, for a voice of wailing is heard from Zion.
第十九节讲到，因为听见哀声出于锡安。
A voice of wailing must be heard.
一个哀声必须要出于锡安。
How are we ruined? We are put to great shame, for we have left the land because they have cast down our dwellings.
说我们怎样败落了？我们大大的惭愧，我们撇下地土，人也拆毁了我们的房屋。
When this burden were shared by the wise woman,
当这样的负担能够被这些聪明的妇人来分享的时候
，Entire Zion realized.That situation they were in.
那整个锡安，他们就能够意识到自己所在的光景。
They realized they had been ruined.
他们就意识到他们是被毁坏了的。
Losing a young man or a young woman to the world is a very serious matter.
失落一个年轻的男孩或女孩是非常一件重要的事情。
We should not even lose a single one.
我们不能够失落在我们当中的一个。
In Matthew chapter 18, verse 22, verse 12.Jesus said, if any man has 100 sheep and one of them has gone astray, does he not leave the 99 on the mountains and go and search for the one that is straying?
在马太福音十八章十二节这里讲到，主耶稣讲到，一个人若有一百只羊，一只走迷了路，他岂不撇下这九十九只往山里去找那只迷路的羊呢？
The story is about losing a little one from the flock.
这个故事就讲到失落了那羊群当中的一只小羊。
This story should be applied to God's people.
这个比喻也应该用在神的子民的身上。
If we lose a little one among us,
如果在我们当中失落了一个年轻的，
we are put to a great shame.
我们就是大有惭愧。
Every single young man and woman, we lose the world.It's a great shame to all of us.
我们当中所失落的每一个年轻的男孩、女孩，都是对我们来说一个极大的羞愧。
They were forced to leave their land.
他们撇下地图。
This is very serious matters.
这是一件非常严肃的事情。
God's people were forced to leave their land. They lost their inheritance.
因为神的子民若被迫要撇下地土的话，他们就失去了自己的产业。
Not only that, God also lost his inheritance in his people.
不仅如此，神也失去了在他子民当中自己的产业。
When God's people heard the wailing of these wise women, they began to weep also.
当神的子民能够听到这些善唱聪明的妇人的哀哭的时候，他们也一同的开始哀哭。
And verse 20, now hear the word of the Lord, all you women, and let your ear receive the word of his mouth. Teach your daughters wailing, and everyone her neighbors a dirge.
在二十节讲到妇女们，那你们当听耶和华的话，领受他口中的言语，又当教导你们的儿女举哀，个人教导邻舍唱哀歌。
The recovery always began when the voice of the Lord being heard.
复兴总是从主的话能够被人听到开始的。
God called the wise woman to hear His word of His mouth.
神就呼召这些聪明的妇女能够听到他口中的言语。
The living word from His mouth.
就是他口中那活泼的话语。
And this was the beginning of every revival.
这是每一次复兴的开始。
Abraham heard the word of the Lord from his mouth.
亚伯拉罕领受了神口中的言语。
He began a recovery and left his home for Canaan.
他就开始复兴并离开他在迦南的家。
Samuel heard the word of the Lord from his mouth and began a recovery in the times of Judges.
但撒母耳听到了神口中的话语的时候，他就在士师的时代开始了一个复兴。
Daniel heard the word of the Lord from his mouth and began to pray for the recovery of Jerusalem.
当但以理领受了神口中的话语的时候，他就为着耶路撒冷能够被重建开始祷告。
Nehemiah heard the word of the Lord from his mouth and returned to Jerusalem.
当尼希米听到了神的口中的话语的时候，他就回到了耶路撒冷。
Brother, sister, is all began by a voice of the Lord being heard.
弟兄姐妹，总是从神的话语能够被人所领受开始的。
Once we hear the word of the Lord from his mouth, we can teach others to well.
当我们从神的口里领受了他的话语的时候，我们就能教导别人一同举哀。
In other words, we can teach others to weep.
就是说我们能够来教导其他的人一同来唱哀歌。
When the weeping of the prophet becomes the weeping of Zion, God will do his work.
当先知的哀哭能够成为锡安的哀哭的时候，神就要开始做他的工。
Brother and sister, this isWhat we have to do.
弟兄姐妹，这是我们所要做的。
We have to realize, we must hear the voice of the Lord.
我们要意识到，我们先要能够听到神的话。
We must have the burden that every single lost young man and woman in the assembly will put me and us into great shame.
我们应该有这样的认识，就是在我们当中所失落的每一个年轻人都要让你我来承受极大的羞辱。
We cannot say that as long as my children are on the God's side, I'm okay.
我们不能说只要我的孩子是站在主这边的，我就没有问题了。
This is for God's testimony.
因为这是为着神的见证。
As long as there is a single young man or young woman not on the God's side, put us into great shame.
所以但凡我们中间有一个年轻人他不站在主的这边，就让我们所有的人都大大惭愧。
And we need to come together and begin to weep for them.
所以我们就要一同聚集为着他们来哀哭。
This is the beginning of God's work on them.
这是神能够在他们当中工作的开始。
This is the first thing we must do.
这是我们所要做的第一件事。
Secondly,
第二，
we must not be conformed to this world.
我们不能效法这个世界。
You know, the fundamental failure of Israelite in Canaan is their conformance to the world.
你知道以色列人在迦南地最大的失败就是他们效法了这个世界。
Idol worship was the culture of Canaanites.
因为拜偶像是迦南人他们的文化。
And the people of Judah follow Canaanite and pursue the same goals of Canaanites.
所以犹大人就在这里跟从迦南人去追寻他们同样的目标。
The result of this conformance was idol worship.
那他们如此的效法就让他们去敬拜偶像。
If we desire to turn things around, we must not be conformed to this world.
如果我们想要来扭转这个环境的话，我们就不能效法这个世界。
How can we not be conformed to this world?
那我们如何能够不效法世界呢？
And Jeremiah gave us very clear instructions in verse 23.
耶利米在23节就给我们非常明确的指示。
Jeremiah said, Let not a wise man boast of his wisdom.
耶利米说，智慧人不要因他的智慧夸口。
And not, let not a mighty man boast of his might.
勇士不要因他的勇力夸口。
Let not a rich man boast of his riches.
财主不要因他的财物夸口。
Brothers and sisters, today's this world boasts of wisdom, might, and riches.
弟兄姐妹，今天我们的世界所夸口的就是智慧、能力和财富。
Wisdom, might, and riches are what this world boasts of.
这个世界所夸耀的就是智慧、能力和财富。
If we also boast of wisdom, might, and riches,
如果我们也一样来以智慧、能力和财富夸口的话，
we are conformed to this world.
那我们就是来效法这个世界。
The wisdom, might, and riches are this world's idols.
智慧、能力和财富是这世界上的偶像。
Verse 24, but let him who boasts of both of these that he understands and knows me.
二十四节讲到，夸口的却因他有聪明，认识我是耶和华为夸口。
That I am the Lord who exercises loving kindness, justice, righteousness on earth, for I delight in these things, declares the Lord.
又知道我喜悦在世上施行慈爱、公平和公义，以此夸口，这是耶和华说的。
Instead of boasting of the wisdom, the might and riches, we boast of the knowledge and understanding of the Lord.
所以我们不是以智慧、能力和财富为夸口，而是夸我们对神的认识。
If we do not want to lose a young man to this world, we must make a change, not to be conformed to this world ourselves.
所以，若我们不愿在我们当中失落了一个年轻人的话，我们自己要先来改变，不要效法这个世界。
This is nothing abstract. This is very practical.
这不是一个很抽象的事情，这是一个非常实际的问题。
For example,
举一个例子。
What is more important?
什么是更重要的呢？
Academic excellence
是卓越的成绩。
Or understanding of the Lord
还是对主的认识。
I'll put these two things on the table for all of us to consider.
今天我把这两件事情摆在桌上，让大家一同来思想。
And we're raising our children.
当我们来抚养我们的孩子的时候。
And there are two things on the table.
有两件事情摆在桌上。
Academic excellences.
一个是卓越的成绩
，understanding and knowledge of the Lord，
还有一件就是对神的话的认识。
Which one is more important？
哪一件是更重要的
？If we believe that academic excellence is more important than understanding and knowledge of the Lord，
如果我们认为卓越的成绩比对神的认识更重要的话
，we are conformed to this world，
我们就是来效法这个世界。
How can we expect？Our young children not to be conformed to this world.
那我们如何能够来期望我们的孩子不去效法世界呢？
We put two other things on the table.
那我们再把两件事情摆在桌上。
Extracurricular activities.
就是额外的课外活动。
Bible study and Sunday worship.
那还有就是周五晚上的查经和周日的敬拜。
Which one is more important?
哪一件是更重要的？
Extracurricular activity on the left, the Bible study and Sunday worship on the right.
那很多的课外活动就在左边，那主日的敬拜就在右边。
Which one is more important?
哪一件是更重要的？
If we believe that extracurricular activity is more important, the Bible study and Sunday worship, we are conformed to this world.
如果我们认为课外活动比周五晚上的查经和周日的敬拜更重要的话，那我们就是效法这个世界。
How hard we push our children to have understanding and knowledge of the Lord.
我们有没有很严格的来督促孩子们更多的来认识主？
And how hard have we pushed our children to achieve academic excellences?
那我们又多严格的来督促我们的孩子，让他们有更好的成绩？
So we actually are conformed to this world without even knowing it.
所以我们甚至都没有意识到，就已经在效法这个世
界了。We want this child to have wisdom.
我们要让孩子们他们有智慧
，have might，
有能力
，maybe even riches，
也许有财富。
Therefore, they have to pursue what this world are pursuing.
所以他们就要来追求这个世界所追求的。
Because the whole world is pursuing the wisdom, might, and riches.
因为整个世界都是在这里来追求智慧、能力和财富。
If we are doing the same,
如果我们也是如此做的话
，therefore we are conformed to this world.
我们就是来效法这个世界了。
Brothers and sisters, how often we spend time with our children on the word of the Lord?
弟兄姐妹，我们有多少时间能够与孩子一同来读主的话呢？
Or on spiritual matters.
或者是关乎属灵的事上呢？
This is the second thing we must do.
这是第二件我们所要做的事。
We must not be conformed to this world.
我们不能够来效法世界。
We must not to consider the wisdom, the might, and riches are the goals of our life.
我们不能够以智慧、能力和财富为我们在人生上的目标。
Because there will be day.
因为将有一天。
That will come, and you and I will stand before the judgment seat of Christ.
我们要站在主的审判台前。
The Lord will ask us.
主要如此问我们。
Where are your children?
你的孩子在哪儿呢？
Are they on God's side?
他们是在主的这边吗？
Remember, all children belong to the Lord.
请记得，所有的孩子都是属主的。
Does not belong to us.
他们不是属我们的。
Belong to the Lord.
他们是属主的。
We are only stewards.
我们不过是管家。
As the stewards, we should be faithful and give our children spiritual food at the proper time.
那作为管家的话，我们应当忠心按时分粮给他们。
It's the parents' responsibility to provide spiritual food to our children.
是家长的责任，能够把属灵的粮食来分给我们的孩子。
When we stand before the judgment seat of Christ,
当我们站在基督的审判台前的时候
，we cannot blame the Sunday teachers.
我们不能够去责怪这些主日学的教师。
We cannot blame those who serve the children ministries.
我们也不能够去责怪那些服侍孩童的。
Because they are not stewards.
因为他们不是管家。
We are.
我们是。
We are the stewards of our own children.
我们是我们自己孩子的管家。
We have responsibility to prepare spiritual food for them.
我们有这样的责任，能够按时把属灵的粮食分给他们。
We have responsibility to guide them through the spiritual path.
我们也有这样的责任，能够带领他们走属灵的道路。
Therefore, we have to answer our Lord when we do not see our kids in front of judgment seat of Christ.
因此，我们要能够在主的审判台前来回答神。
Now imagine how hard that was.
想一想，这有多么的困难。
I believe you and I, our heart will be broken that day.
我想你和我的心，也许在那一天就要能够为此。
We stand in front of the judgment seat.
当我们站在主的审判台前的时候，我们就要为此。
We cannot bring our inheritance to the Lord.
若我们不能够把我们的产业带到主的面前。
But we thank the Lord. We still have days.
但我们感谢神，我们还有时间。
We still have many even younger children among us.
我们中间有很多年轻的孩子。
This is we are collectively responsible for them.
我们是要团体的一同来为他们负责。
But we must not be conformed to this world anymore.
但我们不能够再效法这个世界了。
We cannot consider that pursuing wisdom, money, and riches.Are proper anymore.
我们不能够以为追求这智慧、能力和财富再是合适的了。
This is the second thing we must do.
这是我们所要做的第二件事。
And third,
第三
，verse 25,
第二十五节。
Behold, the days are coming, declares the Lord, that I will punish all who are circumcised and yet uncircumcised.
耶和华说：“看哪，日子将到，我要刑罚一切受过割礼、心却未受割礼的。”
There is a phrase here: "Who are circumcised and yet uncircumcised."
这里有这样一句话，就是说受过割礼、心却未受割礼的。
Circumcision is the commitment to obey the Lord.
割礼就是说能够立志来遵行主的话。
And circumcised and yet uncircumcised means.They were circumcised in the flesh, but not circumcised in their hearts.
那这个受过割礼又未受割礼的意思就是说，他们在肉体上受了割礼，但在心里却没有受割礼。
In other words, they have sign of obedience outwardly, but they were rebellious in their hearts.
换句话说，就是他们在外表上有着顺服的有着顺服的表现，但是在他心里面却是悖逆的。
There is the distinction.Between their outward behavior and the inner realities.
他们外面的表现和里面的实际之间是有不同的。
Do you know how prophet called this type of man?
你知道先知如何来称呼这一群人吗？
Verse 2, they were called treacherous men.
第二节就讲到他们是行诡诈的一党。
The treachery of the people of Judah.Was the reason for the sadness of Jeremiah?
犹大人他们心中的诡诈是耶利米他心中忧伤的原因。
They thought they were righteous.
他们自以为义。
Because of circumcision.
因为他们是受了割礼的。
The circumcision is commitment to obey the Lord.
这个外面的割礼就是说他们要立志来遵行主的话。
All the Gentiles had no circumcision.
所有的外邦人都没有这个割礼。
We have the circumcision.
我们有割礼。
So we are on the God's side.
所以我们是在主这一边的。
We have to prove.
那我们要来证明这一件事。
We have this mark.
我们有这个标记。
We're much better than everyone else without circumcision.
我们比这些没有受过割礼的人好太多了。
But they didn't realize the circumcision is only have done outwardly.
但他们却没认识到这个割礼只行在了外边。
In their heart, they were rebellious.
但在他们的心中，他们却还是悖逆的。
There was no circumcision in their heart.
在他们的心中没有受过割礼。
Therefore, there is a big difference between what other people saw them and what they really were.
所以当别人来看到他们所看见的与他们里面真实的实际是有很大不同的。
This is called treachery.
这就是叫做诡诈。
Brother and sister, are we treacherous today?
弟兄姐妹，今天我们是不是这诡诈的人呢？
Is your inner reality match your outward experience spiritually?
从属灵的角度上来说，你里面的实际和你外面表现的是否一致呢？
Brother and sister, it is actually worse.If you behave better than you really were.
弟兄姐妹，如果你所表现的比你真实的是更好的话，这实在是很糟的一件事。
It's actually much better if the outward appearance is the same as inward reality, even you are in a sad situation.
所以，即便你可能是一个非常忧伤的环境，但若你外面所表现的和你里面的实际是能够相一致的话，实际上这是一件很好的事。
We were much, much better off if our outside is the same as our inside.
如果我们外面所表现的跟我们里面所有的是一致的话，这是一个很好的事。
Doesn't matter how weak we are.
无论我们有多么的软弱。
Doesn't matter how many failures we have.
无论我们有多少的失败。
We are in a much better situation if our outward experience.It's the same as our inner realities.
如果我们在外面所表现的是与我们里面的实际一致的话，这还是很好的。
Because if we our outside is the same as our inside,
因为如果我们外面所有的和我们里面是一致的，
then we can repent easily before the Lord.
那我们就能够很容易的在神的面前悔改。
But if our outside is much better than our inside.
但如果我们外面所表现的远比我们里面的光景好的话，
That will give us a false sense of security.
这就会给我们一个很虚假的一个安全的感觉。
We do not know we need to repent.
我们甚至不知道我们需要悔改。
We believe we are okay.
我们相信我们是很不错的。
Because everyone else believe I am okay.
因为其他所有的人看到外面的都觉得我很好。
Because I behave the same way as every other brother and sisters.
因为我跟其他弟兄姐妹所表现的是一样的。
I come to this temple.
我也来到这个圣殿。
I come to the house of the Lord.
我来到神的家里。
I must be the son of the Lord.
我是神的儿女。
Therefore, there is a false sense of security.
所以我们有着错误的安全的感觉。
We do not know that we need to repent.
我们不知道我们需要悔改。
Therefore, we cannot be saved.
所以我们甚至没法得救。
If a person do not repent, this person can never be saved.
如果一个人不能悔改的话，这个人是没有办法得救的。
That was the sadness in the heart of Jeremiah.
这是耶利米心中的忧伤。
The Jeremiah said, "The harvest is past." Verse 20.
在二十节讲到，麦秋已过。
Summer is ended.
夏令已完。
And we are not saved.
我们还没有得救。
Jeremiah was waiting for God's people to repent.
耶利米是在等神的子民能够悔改。
But harvest is past.
但是节期已过了。
And the people was not saved.
但他的百姓还没有得救。
And the summer is ended.
夏令也完了。
The people was not saved.
但是百姓还没有得救。
Jeremiah was waiting.
耶利米在这里等待。
But they were treacherous.
但他们却是诡诈的。
They do not know they need to repent.
他们不知道他们需要悔改。
Therefore, they did not repent.
所以他们就不悔改。
Therefore, the heart of Jeremiah was broken for that.
所以耶利米的心因此而感到忧伤。
Jeremiah said 21, For the brokenness of the daughter of my people, Jeremiah was broken.
21节耶利米讲到，因我百姓的损伤，我也受了损伤。
He was wonder why were people be saved?
他在这里惊奇，为什么我的子民还没有得救呢
？Is there no balm in Gilead?
难道在基列没有乳香吗
？Is there no physician there?
在那里岂没有医生呢
？When they has not the health of the daughter of my people being restored?
那我百姓为何不得痊愈呢？
Was it because there was no medicine?
是因为没有药吗
？Was it because there was no physicians?
是因为没有医生吗
？It's not the case.
不是这样的。
What was missing is repentance.
所缺少的是悔改。
Therefore, Jeremiah was broken because he knew the Lord was willing to save them. However, the people of Judah could not return to the Lord.
所以耶利米的心是如此的悲伤，是因为他知道神是愿意来拯救的，但是他的子民却不愿意回到主的面前。
They held fast to their treacheries.
他们就持守他们的诡诈。
They have a false sense of security.
他们有着错误的安全的感觉。
They did not know they need to repent.
他们并不知道自己需要悔改。
Therefore, harvest is past. The summer is ended. We're not saved.
所以麦秋已过，夏令已完，我们却还未得救。
If we desire to see the Lord recover our young people, we must have circumcision of the heart.
若我们愿我们当中的年轻人能够得救的话，我们要在心中受割礼。
We have to be obey our Lord from our heart.
我们要在自己的心里能够来顺从神。
We must do everything we can to obey the Lord from our heart.
我们要尽所能的一切从我们的心里来顺从神。
Brother and sister, many times when your children is older, they leave the house.
弟兄姐妹，当很多时候你的孩子长大，他们就离开了家。
Really, there's not much you can do.
是的，也许没有什么你能做的。
When you rely on the Lord.
但是当你能够来倚靠主的时候
But there's something that we have to do on our side.
但我们这边有一些我们要做的
Is we have to obey the Lord from our heart.
就是我们要从我们的心里能够来顺从神
If we do not obey the Lord from our heart,
若我们在心中不来顺从神的话
If we only have a circumcision in the flesh and without circumcision of the heart,
若我们只是在外面受了割礼但心里却没有受割礼的话
God will not be able to do His work.
神就没有办法来做他的工。
Brothers and sisters, especially those who have young children.
弟兄姐妹，特别是你家中有年轻的孩子。
I'm speaking to all those who have young children right now.
我是对所有家中有年轻的孩子的人说。
We must train our kids from the very early age to have the circumcision of the heart.
我们要从孩子们还非常年轻的时候就教导他们，让他们在心中能够来受割礼。
The training of obedience is the pillar and foundation of child training.
教导孩子当中的根基和柱石就是教导他们能够来顺从。
Now we don't need to read a lot of books.
我们不需要读很多的书。
It's good to read the books.
当然，读书是很好的。
But there is a pillar and the foundation of child training.
但在教导孩子当中有这个柱石和根基。
Everything surrounds this foundation and the pillars.
所有的事情都是围绕着这个根基和柱石。
It's the obedience from the heart.
就是心中的顺服。
It's circumcision of the heart.
就是心中所受的割礼。
Parents, this is our responsibilities.
家长们，这是我们的责任。
We cannot outsource this to anybody else.
我们不能够把这个托付给其他人。
This is our responsibility.
这是我们的责任。
From the day the child was born,
从孩子出生那天
we need to know we have a responsibility to train this child to have circumcision from the heart.
我们就应该知道，我们要教导这个孩子在心中来受割礼。
If this child does not obey you.
如果这个孩子不顺从你
How can this child obey the Lord?
这孩子如何来顺服神呢
It's very simple.
这是非常简单的。
So we must train our child obedience from their heart.
所以我们要教导孩子从心中来顺从。
It starts in the home. The obedience starts at home.
那顺从的教导是在家里开始的。
Not only we must train our children to obey parents, we also should train our children to obey other adults.
不仅我们要教导孩子来顺从他的家长，同时我们要教导他们来顺从其他的年长的。
The relatives,
他们的
the elders,
他们的亲人，他们的长辈。
Other adults in the assembly.
在聚会当中其他的成人。
This is a great school of obedience.
这是一个学习顺服很好的学校。
If a child can learn to obey from their heart to all the adults in the assembly.
如果一个孩子能够学习在心中对聚会当中所有的人都成人都顺服的话，
He or she has the circumcision of the heart.
他就在心中受了那割礼。
Obeying parents is very important.
顺从家长是非常重要的。
That does not prove circumcision of the heart.
但这不足够让他们心中就受了割礼。
Because a kid needs something from their parents.
因为孩子们从他们的父母需要一些。
But a child learns to obey all the adults in the assembly.
但是当这个孩子能够来学习来顺从在聚会当中所有的成人的时候，
Then he or she has the circumcision of the heart.
那他就有了心中的割礼。
God gives us a wonderful opportunity in the house of God to train that our children.
神给我们这样一个好美好的机会，在聚会当中能够来教训我们的孩子学习顺服。
So、all of us have responsibility for this training.
我们每一个人为着这个训练都有责任。
If you see a child running around in the building two hallway,
如果你看到一个小孩在 building two 的这个走廊里来乱跑
，What will you do?
你会做什么呢
？Do you just walk away, ignore?
你会就好像看不见一样直接走过去。
That's what happened most of the time.
大多数时候都是这样的。
Will you stop this child and talk to him about this?
你会把这个孩子停下来跟他讲吗
？Explain to him or her why running around is not ideal.
告诉他这样乱跑是不好的。
Do you tell him you're going to watch him next time?
你告诉他下一次你会还看着他吗
？This is our responsibility.
这是我们的责任。
A parent cannot watch his child all the time.
家长是没有办法在所有的时间里都来看着他的孩子的。
Remember, our child is treacherous too.
记得我们的孩子也是很诡诈的。
He learned very quickly how to behave before his dad and mom.
他很快就能够学会如何在他爸爸妈妈面前来表现。
But when his parents or her parents are not there, they behave differently.
但是当他的爸爸妈妈不在身边的时候，他们所表现的就完全不一样。
That's where other brothers and sisters come in to help.
所以这时候就是其他弟兄姐妹能够来帮忙的时候。
And we need to trust other brothers and sisters.
我们也要信任其他的弟兄姐妹。
If you want to train your child properly, you need to respect those who come to you and say, your child did this and did that.
那如果你想要来教导你的孩子顺服的话，你也要尊重其他的弟兄姐妹。当他们告诉你说你的孩子做了这个做了那个。
If your children realize you respect all the adults in the assembly, he and she has no place to hide.
当你的孩子意识到你尊重在聚会当中所有的人的时候，他就没有地方可以躲藏。
This become environment to train the circumcision of the heart.
那这里就成为一个能够来教导他们在心中受割礼的地方。
Brothers and sisters, we don't have much time.
弟兄姐妹，我们没有很多的时间。
And this training of circumcision of the heart takes time.
但这个同时的话，这个教导心中的割礼也需要时间。
It takes a lot of time from a lot of people.
也需要很多的人花很多的时间。
Brothers and sisters, do you have this burden?
弟兄姐妹，你有这个负担吗
？You know, stopping that child at The first grade may impact how this child behaves in the future.
当你来阻止这个一年级的小孩在这个走廊里乱跑的时候，也许能够影响到他将来。
Brother and sister, let's look at this from an entirely different angle now.
弟兄姐妹，希望我们能够从一个完全不同的角度来看这件事情。
Every child in assemblies is our child.
每一个在聚会当中的孩子都是我们的孩子。
Losing any single child to this world is a great shame to all of us.
失落了当中任何一个孩子对我们来说都是一个极大的惭愧。
Therefore, you have responsibility to train them from their young.
所以你和我都有责任从他们年幼时就来教导他们。
We can train them when we teach them.
我们在跟他们教育的时候就可以来教导他们。
But we can train them in many other ways.
我们同时也能够用其他不同的方式来教导他们。
Collectively, if we behave this way, then this house is like a family.
那如果我们能够团体一同的如此来行的话，那这个家就成为好像一个家一样。
And only in a family that this child can learn obedience from the heart.
只有在这样的一个家里，这个孩子才能够从学习那从心中的顺服。
But and sister, this was the burden in chapter 9 of Jeremiah.
弟兄姐妹，这就是在耶利米书第九章当中所有的那个负担。
Jeremiah in the end gave us a picture of a smelter.
那耶利米最后就给我们这样一个熔炉的一个意象，
一个画面。It was in chapter 6, the end of chapter 6.
这是在第六章的最后。
From 28 to 30th.
从26章28节到30节。
Then the picture is the silver is the raw silvers.
那里所有的这个画面就是那里有的银是这粗银。
The raw silver has bronze and irons in the silvers.
那这个粗银的里面就有一些铜和铁。
Then the refiner will put this raw silver into the smelter.
那这个炼银的人就要把这个粗银就放在这个熔炉里。
And the bellows that blows fiercely and the leaves consumed by the fire.
那风箱就要吹火，铅就要被烧毁。
And the refining goes on continuously.
那这个熬炼的过程就要持续下去。
But in the end, the bronze and the iron are not separated from the silver.
但是结果呢，这些铜和铁却没有办法和这银子分离。
In the end, the silver is rejected.
所以最后这银子就被舍弃。
Brothers and sisters, there will be a day that our children will be put in the smelter.
弟兄姐妹，将有一天，我们的孩子要被放在这熔炉里。
That big smelter is called college.
这个大的熔炉就是叫做这个大学。
It's serious.
是非常认真严肃的。
The college is a smelter.
这个大学就是一个熔炉。
Our kid.Is a piece of silver with iron and bronze in it.
那我们的孩子就是这样一块粗银与铜和铁一起摆在里面。
When they leave here, go to college.
当他们能够来经过这些大学的时候
，this silver is put into the smelters.
这个银子就是粗银就被放在这个熔炉里。
The bellows blow fiercely.
风箱要吹火。
They will be refined, refined, and refined.
他们就要经受熬炼又熬炼。
If the iron and bronze are not separated from silver,
但如果铜和铁不能够与银分离的话
，the silver is rejected.
那银子就要被弃掉。
It will come.
这一天将要到来。
I think, mothers, there are two kinds of parents.
在我们当中，我想也许有两种的家长。
The parent who already have kids in the college.
有的家长是他们已经有孩子在大学里了。
And they're knocking their heads now.
他们就每天在敲头。
No, 他们点头。
就点头。
But those who have kids at grade school.
还有的一些孩子不过在小学。
You don't know what we're talking about.
你可能还不知道我在讲的是什么。
But it will be too late when you realize.
但当你意识到的时候可能就太晚了。
To prepare that silver, the time is now.
要想来预备这个银子，时间是现在。
The urgency is now.
这个紧迫是从现在开始的。
It's not too early for Solomon to do this seriously.
对所罗门弟兄，让他现在认真对待这件事情，不会太早。
It's not too early at all.
不会太早。
It starts now.
从现在开始。
You know, the center of child training is obedience of the heart.
教导孩子的中心就是教导他们心中的顺服。
All of us need to help Solomon.
我们都要有所罗门。
Because he's not going to keep his eye on his boy 24 hours.
因为他没有办法能够让他的眼睛24小时都盯在他的儿子身上。
So we all need to adopt the a baby somehow.
所以我们都需要一定程度上来收养这个孩子。
We need to adopt each other's boys and girls.
我们都要来收养其他所有弟兄姐妹的孩子们。
We're one big family.
我们是一大家人。
Every child is our child.
每一个孩子都是我们的孩子。
We need to behave that way.
我们要如此来行。
We need to train that way.
我们也要这样的来教导。
We need to teach them that way.
我们要这样的教导他们。
We need to treasure them this way.
我们要这样宝贵他们。
We want to determine not to lose any single one of them.
我们要定义不失落他们当中任何一个。
Brothers and sisters, this is the burden of Jeremiah.
弟兄姐妹，这就是耶利米他心中的负担。
But how do we prepare for that refining smelters?
但我们如何为着那一个熔炼、熬炼的熔炉来预备呢
？We must come together and pray for them.
我们要一同的来为他们祷告
，especially for the older one.
特别也为着那些长一些的。
There's not much we can do right now.
因为现在我们所能做的很少了。
But we have to come together and pray for them.
但我们要一同来为他们祷告。
We need to be the wise woman.
我们要做那聪明的妇人。
We need to hear the word of the Lord.
我们要能够从主那里领受话语。
And pray accordingly.
并照着他所给我们的祷告。
We must not be conformed to this world anymore.
我们不能够再来效法这个世界。
Specifically to the parent with younger children.
那特别也对着这些有年轻的很小的孩子的家长讲。
Do not push them to achieve academic excellences.
不要这样的来督促他们要有很好的成绩。
Do not pursue the wisdom, the might, and riches of this world.
不要来追寻这个世上的智慧、能力和财富。
This is something that you and I need to come to grip with.
这是你和我要一起能够牢牢来抓住的。
Are you on the Lord's side or not?
你是否在神的这一边呢？
If you pursue the wisdom, the might, and riches of this world, are you still on the Lord's side?
如果你追寻的是这地上的智慧、能力和财富的话，你是否还在神的这一边呢？
I do not believe.We can be on Lord's side if we pursue the wisdom, might, and riches.
我不相信我们如果所追寻的是智慧、能力、财富的话，我们还是在主的这一边的。
If we want to see a turning around on this matter,
如果我们愿意在这件事情上能够看到那个扭转的迹象
，All of us need to obey the Lord from our heart.
我们都要从心里来顺从神。
We cannot have outside.And inside being different.
我们不能够外面所表现的和里面的实际是不一致的。
We want to be the person who have circumcision of the heart.
我们愿做那在心中受了割礼的。
We need to be that example for all the children among us.
我们愿意能够成为我们中间所有的孩子们的榜样。
All of us need to have this commitment.
我们都要有这样的志向。
We want to obey the Lord from our heart.
我们愿意从心中来顺服神。
We don't want to become a treacherous person.
我们不愿做那诡诈的人。
Then we may have a hope that we can train the next generation become those who have circumcision from the heart.
这样我们就能有这样的盼望，就是把我们的下一代成教导成那心中受了割礼的。
We pray that the Lord will raise up the wise woman amongst us.
我们祷告愿神在我们当中兴起那些善、那些聪明的妇人。
The brother can be a wise woman as well.
那这些弟兄们也能够做那聪明的妇人。
To pray for our next generation.
能够为着我们的下一代来祷告。
We will pray for them before they go into the smelters.
我们要在他们进入到这个大熔炉之前为他们祷告。
We will pray for those who are in the smelter right now.
我们也为着那些现在正在这熔炉当中的来祷告。
We will pray for those who are out of the smelter and they are not on Lord's side now.
我们也为着那些经过了熔炉但现在却没有在主这一边的来祷告。
Now if this burden become your burden,
如果这个负担成为了你的负担的话
I urge you to gather with saints to pray somehow.
我就督促你能够来与弟兄姐妹一同的聚集祷告。
Whether you gather on Tuesday or on Wednesday or on Saturday, find a time you can gather with saints to pray.
无论是在周二的晚上、周三的晚上还是周六的早上找到一个方法能够与弟兄姐妹一同聚集来祷告。
Pray with the wise woman.
与那些聪明的妇人一同祷告。
That's the burden this morning.
这是早上的负担。
May the Lord give us the same burden this morning.
愿主早上给我们同样的负担。
Then we ask the Lord for every single young woman, young man.
所以我们就要向神来求我们当中的每一个年轻人。
We will never give up any one of them.
我们永不会放弃他们当中任何一个。
We will have a winter retreat this winter.
那今年的冬天我们要有冬令会。
It is critical for us to move, you know, young people, to move them to attend the winter retreat.
那很重要的就是我们能够来鼓励我们的年轻人，让他们去参加冬令会。
We cannot persuade them anymore at this age.
他们这个年纪，我们没有办法再说服他们。
The only way we can do is come together and pray for them.
所能做的就是一同来为他们祷告。
So we don't have much time now.
所以我们现在有的时间不多了。
There's a few months.Before now in the winter retreat.
那在冬令会前只有几个月了。
That retreat is a critical time.
这个聚会是非常重要的。
For many of the young people.
对我们当中很多的年轻人来说。
Many of them are about to enter into the smelters.
他们很多很快就要进入到这个熔炉里。
And there were some that are in the smelters.
也有一些人已经在这熔炉里了。
How important for a time of gather together before that critical time.
所以何等重要能够在这样一个严苛的时间之前一同聚集。
So I urge all of us to rise up to pray for the winter retreat.
所以我鼓励大家能够一起来起来为着冬令会来祷告。
Pray for each and every young man and woman.
为着我们当中每一个年轻人来祷告。
And we ask the Lord to move in the way that we can.
我们来请求神能够这样的来运行。
So let the Lord will use this time to bless our next generation.
好叫神能够使用这样的时间来祝福我们当中的下一代。
Let's pray.
让我们一同祷告。
Father, we thank you this morning. We have this time of fellowship.
父，我们感谢你早上有这样的时间能够一同的来交通。
We pray that the burden that was in Jeremiah will be deposited into our heart today by the Holy Spirit.
我们祷告就是当时在耶利米心中的负担今天借着圣灵也能够存在我们心中。
May you move us to rise up to become that wise woman.
愿您感动我们能够来起来做那聪明的妇人。
Raise us up to become the one who can hear the word of the Lord.
兴起我们做那能够从主领受话语的人。
So we can be those who weep.
所以我们就能够成为那些哀哭的人。
And pray together For our next generation.
也能够为着我们的下一代一同的祷告。
Oh, Lord, burden us.
主啊，把这样的负担放在我们心中。
Allow us to see the urgency of this matters.
让我们看到这个问题的紧迫。
So every one of us, for this reason, we will not be conformed to this world.
所以我们当中的每一个人为着这个原因我们不再效法世界。
For this reason, we need to obey the Lord from our heart.
为着这个原因我们要从心中来顺服神。
I pray for all the brothers and sisters today.
我为每一位弟兄姐妹祷告。
May you move our heart.
愿意您感动我们的心。
To take up this burden.
能够来领受这样的负担。
We thank you in Jesus' name.
我们感谢你祷告奉主耶稣的名求。